Well, welcome everybody to Odd Anthropology. My name is Tayshia.
And my name is Ivy, and this is going to be another Curious Considerations because it's our 1 year anniversary. Woohoo!
Woohoo! And definitely not because Tayshia is, you know, living in January and it's January and we still need to rest. So Tayshia couldn't pull out the Neanderthal episode.
Wow. Keeping us on the edges of our seats. No, my classes just started too. I was like, Mom, I can try to throw together a little script or something. And then, yeah, all my classes began. And I was like, actually, though, on second thought, but we're going to sit here. We're going to reflect a little bit on our past episodes. We did, Tayshia was running some polls over on our Instagram stories, kind of like ranking the episode topics, people voting in what their favorite subjects were. So we can talk a little bit more about that because that's going to give us some insight into what to talk about this year. So what were those results?
Okay. So how it started was I just like randomly, I like one through, because we have what, 11, or well, I think we technically have 12 episodes or 13 or something. But I put in the numbers and just like randomized them. And those were like the head to head first ones. And then everyone voted on those.
It's like the Super Bowl or like any sports game, like betting
brackets. Yes, yeah, like a bracket. Yes, exactly. And so we had Claude Helen versus Ghosts, which I thought was kind of an interesting one because that was our first and last episode. And Claude Helen won out of that one. And then we had Salem and Sasquatch, the bipedalism one, and Salem won out of that. We had
Really tough one because, I mean, how do you pit those against each other, you know?
Well, and that's why I wanted to, like, randomize it so that it wasn't, like, just in order of our episodes. Mm-hmm. But then it, you know, made you have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah. You have to use my... admittedly, I was like, I kind of want to vote on these. But then I was like, oh, no, this is too hard. I can't.
And so then we had Paris Part 2, The Ghosts, and Curious Considerations. And I was actually really surprised that Curious Considerations, the Imposter Syndrome episode, beat out Paris Part 2.
Maybe I should give Ghosts a little bit of a break this year.
And then we had the Battle of the Men. We had the Piltdown Man versus the Tullen Man.
Yes!
And I thought that was very funny as well. Who would win in a fight? that ended up being the randomized bracket. But Tullen Man won out of that one. And we had Flores and Nessie. And Nessie, she pulled it out. She won that one.
Of course she would.
And then we had, right? And then Paris Part 1 and Lilius 80. And Lilius pulled that one out. So then the next breakdown, we had Claude Helen versus Salem. Salem won that one. Curious Considerations versus Toland. Toland won that one. And Ness versus Lilius. And Lilius won that one. So then I was trying to figure out a way if we could, like, Instagram would let us, like, let our followers, like, rank them or how we could do it versus, like, with those three. So I just let it be a poll. And basically it went... Lilius was the third place. Tolan Man was second place. And the Salem Witch Trials was the fan favorite episode of 2025.
All right. Ooh. Gee, I guess, you know, if I can't sit here and yap about ghosts, because apparently no one else cares but us, then I guess we can talk more about witches.
I was going to say, witches were in the top two or top three. We had two witches.
Yeah, geez. Okay, well, you know. Okay, fine. We'll talk more about witches.
We got to give the people what they want.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm excited for that. Let us know what specifically some of you listening want to know about witches, witchcraft. We've done some Substack posts There was one relating to witches' bottles. I know there's been at least a couple others. I might have done one just for the Salem Parsonage, but I can't remember which I talked about in the Salem episode. Anyways, we could always dive into some of those a little bit more, but...
Yeah.
From two witches to you.
So what were your thoughts kind of in with... I mean, you're a seasoned podcaster. How was this year for you... Either, like, you can go with all of them, or if you just want to stick with this one. But how was this last year for you?
For this podcast in particular was weird because, and this is, okay, hey, imposter syndrome, hi. You know, let's talk a little bit more about that, which we talked about in the other Curious Considerations episode. For anyone new that's listening that hasn't listened before, if this is your first time hearing us, we have a little series. This is now the second time we've done this, but pretty much whenever we're really busy and it's like, oh, I don't really have a script, we just kind of sit and talk about a subject. And the last one was imposter syndrome and that we both deal with it. Yeah. Tayshia just sent me a book about it and I'm very excited to read it. But anyways, the numbers we've had for this podcast have been insane. Especially considering that we only post one podcast episode a month, which is not a very big frequency. You know, a lot of the podcasts I listen to post once a week, or some are even twice a week. Of course, those are podcasts that have producers and editors and researchers and script writers and professional hosts. And me and Tayshia are just sitting here like, beep, boop, 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 doing it all ourselves.
I think I would have a mental breakdown if we did like one episode a week.
Let's do one a day. You know what? No, God, no. We would just be like madmen rambling at that point.
I think people would be sick of us, too.
Oh, I would be sick of me. I'd be like, I can't hear my own voice again, please. That's a lie. I love to yap. But yeah, I was telling Tayshia before we got on that our Substack hit 5,000 subscribers. And I was like, that's pretty crazy. And five of them are paid subs who have access to a building archive of Substack posts that we release usually once a week, which is just really weird because I've been podcasting for years, but, you know, a lot of my podcasts aren't around anymore. You know, I got the ADHDs, so I'm constantly like, I get a podcast idea and I'm like, oh my God, yes, this sounds so freaking fun. And then I do it. And after like 5 to 10 episodes, I'm like, nah, next. Like, wait, actually, a podcast about this would be fun. So the fact that I held out for a year is great. Great. Don't plan on going anywhere. And then the numbers also just being what they are. Not that like... You know, numbers of followers, listeners, those aren't the only things that matter, of course. There's so many great podcasts out there who have like 10 subs, and I'm like, why is everyone sleeping on them? But it is a little bit validating and just kind of like shocking to look in and see like how many people are listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a weird one for me to come to terms with. And I mean, I'd have to not think about it when we're recording.
I was just going to say, well, we're actually almost at 30,000 downloads of our podcast episodes on Substack, too. So, jeez. I mean, it's just madness. I'm getting a little sweaty. Do you have any topic ideas that you want to cover this year, Tayshia? Any little sneak peeks? Besides for, I think we all kind of have a little idea for what your next one
someday
might be.
Someday when I get to Neanderthals. You know, I've been thinking about that and I don't know. Like,
it's kind of fun to just like let an idea come to you.
Right. And I mean, I was kind of thinking because like, I feel like my focus is kind of pulling a little bit more towards the folklore side this year. And ooh. So I've been kind of trying to figure out ways to kind of tie in, you know, anthropology and folklore and seeing what I can find there.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued. Color me. intrigued. I will definitely lean more into witchy stuff. But we've got Toland Man on there. So I'm like, yeah. Okay, dead bodies. Okay, bog here bodies. We go.
Everybody wants more bog bodies.
I would love to do another bog body. I just want to talk about ghosts, but geez, no ghosts in the top, so.
Hey, we can still talk about ghosts.
We can still talk about ghosts. I'll still work one into every single episode. Don't you guys worry. I am one of those crazy nutcases that thinks ghosts are real, and who could even think like that? Actually, I've been doing a new form of ghost hunting. And before anyone listening wants to roll their eyes and be like, ghost hunting, what I've started doing lately, or I've noticed, it's something I've done for a while. And then recently I was like, I feel like I can make this an actual thing. I can establish this. Is I've been ghost hunting at the museums I've been going to, but ghost hunting in the sense of looking for ghosts in the context of the items that are at these museums I've been going to. Because, hello, again, ghost obsessed. And so lately, anytime I've been going to a museum, like I recently went to the Museum of Anthropology in Vancouver, British Columbia. Great museum. Oh, my God. Like, the biggest collection I've ever seen of indigenous, like, North American stuff ever out of any museum I've ever been to. And their archives are also just insane. But I was like, there's got to be some ghosts in here, right? And so I'm looking online and I'm looking on the shelves and I start finding objects that are like, hey, like, this mask was used by this culture for these ghost dances or dancers that they had. And I'm like, okay, now we're talking. And so I've been doing a little bit of that. Everyone listening right now is just like, okay, this isn't very exciting. I think it's exciting. We think it's exciting.
Yes.
But I was like, can I still be a ghost hunter if I'm just like looking for ghosts, like, I don't know, in archives and
you're
things?
Still hunting.
I'm still hunting. Actually, you know what? Years ago, I watched a YouTube video. I want to say it might have been on History Hit. Can't remember. It was some sort of history YouTube channel. And this guy was a anthropologist, like archaeologist. He was talking about how one thing that he had done a lot in his career was help to find and excavate and study vampire burials. So people being buried who were suspected of vampirism. And so he was like kind of joking and he was like, I guess you could say I'm a vampire hunter. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous of you. I'm so like filled with jealous rage. And so
as soon as you said that, I was like, I want to be a vampire hunter.
I want to be a vampire. I want to have that on my, imagine you go to my LinkedIn profile, vampire hunter.
Business cards. Yes.
But I would be, that would, like, every time I meet a new person, I'll be like, Ivy Boyd, vampire hunter, shaking their hand. I'll wear a trench coat or something. But, yeah, so actually new goals for this year. Tayshia and I, we're going to do some more ghost hunting. We're going to become vampire hunters and, yeah. I just need to stop talking. Tayshia, what else would you like to talk about in this curious considerations?
Kind of, I guess, just like going back to like what this experience has been like. This has been my first podcast and I definitely had no idea what I was doing and still have like that imposter syndrome as well of like, nobody's going to want to listen to me or what I talk about.
Tayshia, they're listening right now.
Don't tell me that. I'm going to freak out. But I mean, it's been really fun to dive back into anthropology and feel like I'm actually using my degree. And it's kind of funny because Ivy had just posted a Teaching Tuesday Substack piece on like anthropology and its validity as a like college major or a degree. And we just before we got on, we were looking at the comments and people like wholeheartedly defending anthropology as an incredible pick for a college degree. Like, it was just super heartwarming and just like, oh, people really care just like we do.
It was because it, like, and what sparked this was I had someone not telling me directly, but telling someone someone else that I know about, you know, my degree was a waste of time and why was I getting it and I can't do anything with it. And I'm like, oh, hello, I want to dig around in the dirt, like aspiring archaeologist here. And also I love to study cultures, and also like I want to teach anthropology of the paranormal someday. Like, when I'm little grandma, that's my goal, is to just go teach and be a scary little witchy woman. And they're not going to stop me. And so that post was fueled out of a little bit of spite. It's not a very long post. It's probably like a 1 minute read. It's just me being like, I think that this is great. And I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I definitely heard that when I was in college still, and like even after I had graduated. And not going to lie, you kind of felt that way a few times after I had graduated and, you know, kept not getting jobs in my field or anything like that. But like somebody else had pointed out, you know, I feel like I use my anthropology degree in the everyday, you know, We deal with people every day. Anthropology is the study of people. I mean,
I know, right? I'm like, how can you not find this like applicable in some way? And, you know, I'm not saying everyone go out there and get an anthropology degree, but I do think it's right. A little bit silly. And there's so many branches of it and subfields and different job opportunities. There's not a ton of like good paying job opportunities in it, but hello, that's every single career field at the moment.
Right.
I don't know. I just, I'll read a little sentence from the Substack post, because I know that not all of our listeners are on Substack, but I kind of ended it with anthropology, the study of us, helps us feel present, connected, and validated by way of understanding where it is that we have come from. It offers unique worldviews in the analyzing of our societies and cultures and how they have evolved through time. With the help of archaeology, the study of our past through material remains, it also offers us a sense of place and belonging to see these remnants from our past. Actually, I have to credit my husband for that last line there that I said, because I asked him, I had to interview people for my archaeology class. Tayshia, I'm going to interview you for that actually after because I forgot about it.
I did too.
One of the questions was like, what do you think archaeology offers people today? And my husband just goes, a sense of place. And I was like, oh, okay, like you should, what am I doing? You should be getting this degree. I was like, wow. So I was like, it does though. And of course, like, I don't know, I'm very archaeology leaning when it comes to my love of anthropology. But yeah, I mean, there's cultural anthropology, there's biological anthropology, there's so many anthropologies and ologies.
And actually, my sister just texted me last night and she had like a screenshot of a book that she was reading, and she was like, hey, is this actually true? And it was, the book was called Unquiet Bones, and there was a woman, like, I didn't get the whole story, obviously, because it was just a snapshot, but it was like a woman talking, and she was saying that from bones we can learn so much about a person. I think there was like a quote of like, our bones are like the rings on trees, where like you can tell so much about that year or whatever. But Shayna was like, is this true? And I was like, yeah, that's definitely, we can tell a lot from our bones, you know, sports we played, how our diet, different things like that.
Occupations.
And she was like, whoa. Right.
Like a mineral content in the teeth of ancient bones that they can analyze and be like, they have a lot of this mineral that's not found in the water and soil where they died. you know, we can say, hey, this person probably didn't, like, was born, lived, and died here. They were probably born where, like, these minerals or something are from, and that tells us that this person traveled from here to here, and they were born here and died here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy what you can tell from people's bones. I have tattoos on areas of my body with really thin skin that every now and then I'd feel the needle quite literally hitting the bone, which is a horrible sensation, but it happens. Hard to avoid on bony areas like the elbows and collarbones. And I can't help but wonder, I'm like, do I have like black ink marks on the bones there? Like, or like a very minor notching? Like, could a forensic archaeologist someday look at my bones and be like, this person had tattoos? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not going to try to check out now, but but yeah, it's entire life stories that our bodies are, I don't know, absorbing from us our day-to-day lives.
That we're currently writing on our bones.
Mm-hmm. They will, oh, that's so emo, like we're writing on our bones. they will tell that, they'll be like, this person was on a computer a lot, because I will have very prominent nerd neck in my posture, so they will clock that probably. Oh, what is it? It's like a lot of people today, we're getting these indents kind of on our pinkies from the way we hold our phones. And I've seen, and I don't know how legit this is, but I feel like I've seen like x-ray scans being like, oh, it can even like shape like the curvature of the pinky, or they're predicting that it could at least, and they're going to be able to tell like, oh, this girl was doom scrolling TikTok till 3 a.m. wasn't she? We can tell by the pinky bone, and she was right-handed because she was using her right hand. Like, I think about these things a lot. Just what evidence I might be leaving for someone else who wants to dig up my bones someday. Yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for a incredible first year of Odd Anthropology. Yay! Yes,
thank you all very much.
Mm-hmm. And let us know what you want us to talk about next.
Send your suggestions in. We want to talk about the things you want to hear about.
Also, send some book recommendations, because I've been compiling my list of like books I want to read this year. And I've picked out a book for each month, which for someone like me is a little ambitious. I'm really bad at like buying a book, especially if it's like, oh, a book that involves a topic I'm going to be talking about on a podcast or something. But then I like read the section I need, but then I don't read it cover to cover. And so I'm trying to get better at cover to cover this year. But I'm willing to alter my list I have right now. So anything, I mean, and anyone that listens to us knows what we like now. So you can also go to our Substack. We've got book recommendations we've talked about on there. I thought about doing another Instagram post with some of them. For anyone else, it's like me and is going to try to read more this year.
I think there's like in Substack, there's a way to do like that, like chat feature, where you can, we can like pose a question in that, and then like subscribers can like, we could kind of like a Discord kind of a thing where like you could just like talk.
Oh, I've always seen that little like chat button, but I didn't know what it was for exactly, because Instagram kind of I thought did something like that, and then it turned out it's pretty much a way to just like post a singular, you know, it was kind of like a tweet, and then everyone following you on Instagram can see it, but no one could respond to you, and that threw me off. And I think I assumed that the Substack thing was the same, but yeah, the Substack thing sounds a lot more fun.
But yeah, I mean, because yeah, we would really like to grow our community and have more of a conversation with you all, and
a Discord is something we could set up. No promises. Oh, I was going to say no problem. I have Discord. I'm just literally never on it.
Yeah.
Anyways, but we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Promise I'll try to be more active on Facebook this year. But, you know, We saw how that went for me last year. So there is a Facebook page. And there's a YouTube. Thank you again for listening. And I've really drawn out this outro way too long. But you can find us on social media at Odd Anthropology. Send us an email at oddanthropology@gmail.com. Is that what the... It's not.
I think so.
I can't remember. A lot of my podcasts, like some of them have podcast at the end, but Odd Anthropology was long. So I'm pretty sure we're just Odd Anthropology.
I'm pretty sure too.
But you know, that'll all be linked below. You'd think that we would have a better system down for this so far. We do not.
We only have a year under our belt. What's wrong with you guys?
That's literally expect more. That's literally it. Like, calm down. No. All right, I should probably stop recording now. I promise our next episode, we're going to be throwing facts and information, and Tayshia will have a script, and then for my next episode, I'll have a script. But it is fun to just sit here and just like, no script, let's just talk. Especially
it's nice.
With all these I was about to go on a tangent about all these AI podcasts coming out. But again, we should probably just end this episode because I'm going to keep yapping. So it's the ADHD. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night. Well, or good morning and good afternoon. Stay odd. Tayshia's just shaking her head. I think it's late for us. We both need to go get some sleep. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.